Hello, welcome to Alphabet Suite, podcast for the Prince Songbook. There are hundreds of songs to choose from. You have chosen 101!
Okay, we are back. Welcome to another episode.
Another exciting episode.
Exciting. We'll tell you why it's exciting in a second. Of Alphabet Suite podcast. I am your host, Timothy.
I am your co-host, Patrick.
I'm producer Aaron.
What's so funny?
The Patrick was funny.
Oh, well, he said Timothy, so I had to be, you know, follow suit because he's official now. He's got his desk.
I am rocking over here, dude.
He gets this desk so he can have his notes and look like he is the professor of the Alphabet Suite, and he forgets his notes.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I'm trying to be like Ian Rappaport.
Who's that?
NFL Network guy.
Oh, I don't watch NFL Network.
I know you don't. That's why I brought it up, because you have no idea what I'm talking about. Now, I only know the info. You don't even know Mr. Producer over yonder.
He's not right? A sports ball kind of guy.
There we are. See,
I could just shoot
any damn thing out of my mouth.
You are the master.
There you go. And y'all be like, oh, okay. Yeah,
did you leave the Vikings hat in the truck?
Yeah, I did. That would have looked perfect.
Look, you got everything's set and ready to go, except for your notes.
Yeah. Well, anyways, we're doing 101, Sheena Easton, which, by the way, I do not think she's hot. I think she's average.
Average?
At best.
That's what you consider an average looking woman?
Yeah. I watched the video.
Thank you.
And I don't like the short hair on her face. It doesn't fit. And the video actually makes it. You do realize
this girl's only like 4'10" or something. She is not a tall girl.
And that means what?
I'm just saying that.
What's that got to do with her hair?
I'm just saying, because she's a short, tiny little girl, so having short hair. Just saying.
Does she like have small boobs too? Because she's short.
She does have small boobs.
Oh well.
The song?
There goes that.
This ain't, you know, when it's a woman. We have to establish the check. We got to get whiteboards. I keep forgetting. We got to get whiteboards so we can establish the check marks. Anyway, so there is a song that she does sing involved in this whole conversation. So before we get to the song, how do you feel about her singing? Do you like her voice?
Are we speaking of the song or
is there a difference?
In general.
In general, do you like her voice?
Yes.
I'm guessing the way you're leading this conversation that you do not like her voice in the song.
I do not like the song.
You don't like the song?
No. I like the music. I don't like... I just think it's all dumb.
You think it's all dumb?
I think it's dumb. I just don't like it. We listened to the one with Prince, which sounded a little better.
It was the same, except for his voice.
It sounded better.
Because he was singing?
Exactly. But it's still, all in all, the words, I just...
He's got short hair, too.
See, look, when he's out there, I'm not going to be able to do this. Look at him. Like, what the hell?
No, we'll get a cardboard cutout of producer Aaron and stand it up there so you can look at him.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'd feel a little famous with that.
Yeah, we'll have to do that.
Have my own.
Have your own. What do they call them? Fat heads?
Fat heads.
Oh, no, those are the stickers.
Those are
the
stickers.
But those are cool, man.
Yeah, but we'll get a... nice little cardboard.
We could make a fat head of them, too, and put it on the wall. That would rock. You could customize your own fat heads.
Yeah, but aren't they, like, life-size?
Yeah.
Well, we want to put other stuff on the wall, not just producer Aaron everywhere.
I'd be okay with it.
Yeah, that'd be all right.
But then you wouldn't even know where to look.
Right?
He's everywhere.
So
he would get to pick what expression he wants to see.
There we are.
Then we could do that too. Over there, Aaron's going. Over here, he'd be going. Over here, he'd be.
Right?
And then you look up and he's mooning you.
Well, I don't think I would look at that one, though.
No? Okay. He's saying he doesn't like your butt.
I didn't
say
that.
That's all right. He doesn't need to.
Okay. So anyway, so you don't like the song.
I didn't really didn't care for the dance mix thingies neither.
No, the dance mix is horrible.
Just terrible.
Yeah, that's the one thing. I really did not like those remixes. I love the song. And funny thing about this is, I don't know, about 6-8 months ago, well, it's been a little bit, because it was right when we were talking about starting the podcast. Mm-hmm. And I was going through and listening, putting, you know, starting the project and going through. I really paid attention to this song for whatever reason. I was driving to work, and that's how I was listening to the music. And I paid attention, and just when you hear the melodic, you know, the dark melodic sound, mm-hmm. and then her voice comes in, and because the song is about, you know, how this person is missing, you know, being without you, you know, is murder, mm-hmm. you know, and they're lighting candles for every night that they've been gone. And then you hear just the pain in her voice when she's singing, and just the power, you know, it took it to a whole new level for me. Don't know why. I've heard this song. When did they do this? See?
1987.
Was it
87? Oops. I don't know. It says the tracking took place in 87 in January, but it might have been before.
So
something before it.
I've been listening to the song for, you know, a long time. It was released in 88. So, they recorded it in 87. And to me, the whole time I was listening to it, it's just kind of a mediocre song. It's like, yeah, it's good, but it's not. It wasn't anything that tripped my trigger until I started researching for the podcast. And then I was just like, holy crap, the depth of this song for me took me to a whole new level.
So that's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, I thought it was. Yeah. So anyway, it's off her album, The Lover and Me.
That's a good album.
It was a good album.
Yeah.
It was a very good album. And there's also, so Prince wrote it, and he wrote it as Joey Coco. It was mm-hmm. one of his aliases, you know. But when I was reading an interview somewhere with Sheena Easton, this was, again, while I was doing prep for this, she was saying this is like her favorite song to perform in concert.
Mm. Okay.
Now, the interview was a while ago, so I don't know if that's changed, but yeah.
You know what? Me and my RC.
Tastes mighty good to me, right?
It was a shout out for RC.
Yeah.
Okay.
No one drinks RC anymore.
I do.
I don't know why.
You
I
do.
Know, I do.
RC's good.
Yeah. So, there's a bunch of versions. We have them all. That
even the unreleased?
Even the there's only one unreleased version.
And we have that.
And that's Prince's version with him doing vocals. And we have that. Right. The rest of the versions to the song are just...
Did you say virgins?
Yeah, all the virgins. They're from Virginia.
That sounds familiar. Let's not do this again. Okay. I was like, wait, this sounds familiar.
Virgins are back, from episode 3.
All right.
They're all from Virginia. So, all the versions.
You do know, for anybody that don't know, that 101 was actually the third release off the album.
Off which album?
Off of the Lover and Me.
Was it? Third release?
Yeah. Hmm. Can you read?
I can read, but I was trying to let you be.
Oh!
See? I try to be nice.
Oh, my fault.
You complain. Every time you do something, you read the notes, you say something. Oh,
okay. Then
I'm like, oh, look, it's on the notes. And then you're like, oh, well, thanks for ruining it for I try to give you your moment. I let it just lay there so you could be Mr. Professor with your desk and no notes.
Dude, I got guitars. Who needs notes?
And then you blow it yourself.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yes, I did know it was the third release, but it didn't do too well.
Well, I can see why.
You know, no. Hey, dude, really?
You've been listening to this song since 1987,
right?
Yes. 88, I've been, technically.
88, yeah.
Okay. So I've been not liking this song that long, too. Although this is the first day that I've heard this song. But if I listened to it, maybe I would have liked it back in 88. There's an instrumental. Bro.
There's an instrumental. You probably would like that.
I would like that. Tell her, shut the hell up and had just play the music.
Had you done your research for this and listened to all this?
That's my fault.
Yeah. It is your fault.
It is.
You didn't do the research.
I did
you
not.
Didn't. That's probably why you didn't bring your notebook. You probably didn't have any notes on it.
No, because they were out, because I was going to start it yesterday. And so I got my notebook out, and then, you know, kids happen, so...
Okay.
I need an office, dude, with a door.
You have got plenty of rooms in your house.
No, I need an office with a door that has a lock.
So put a lock on your bat cave.
I don't have a door.
So put a door and a lock on your bat cave.
Because the door that was there...
is no longer.
Some moron decided to get ticked off at me and said, whoosh, and just...
Some moron? Are we?
I'm not gonna. Because every
talking
time
about you as the moron.
No,
or are we talking about
no, not
someone
me.
Else. Okay,
someone
else. Because I know you have a tendency to whoosh yourself.
Only when I'm like really just. Let's move on. Right. Okay. Back to the song.
Back to the song. So yeah, there's she did like there's two different.
I wonder.
Go ahead.
I just like cutting you off.
That's okay.
It's funny. I wonder if
so,
like...
So you're really going to just...
No, I got
you actually
to say.
Has, okay, I didn't know if you're just... I wonder, and then you're going to leave it at that. Just to shut me up.
I wonder if it would sound... If I would like it if somebody else sang that song.
Like who?
Like Tony. My take.
Who?
Who'd you say?
Tony.
Tony. Now you're looking at me because he says, right?
I need a fat head for you over here, too. What? No. Maybe like, what's her name? Susanna Hoffs? Is that her name? Bangles?
Yeah.
I don't know why that just clicked into my head.
Well, but her voice is kind of...
Can't we dub that like ourselves and just like... find what frequency or whatever her voice is, right? What
frequency.
Yeah, and then do it. Like,
I'm sure somebody could.
You know, you can't.
Not
do
me.
That. Why not? Because you don't want to, or
I just don't know. Susanna Haas has the chops.
Not that good,
dude. You are like the best producer. What are you talking
absolutely
about,
not.
Man?
I cannot dub someone else's voice into different vocals. All that's right. AI stuff.
Okay, well, maybe I'll learn that. I would love to hear her sing this song.
I just don't know if she's got the chops, man. Because
they're up on X.
That Sheena Easton gets really high. Her range is.
Have you not heard?
I have heard Sue Hansen. Come on now.
Have you not listened to her own stuff?
Her solo stuff? No,
yeah.
I have not. Have you?
Yes. I have.
Oh, okay.
Seriously.
Okay.
God. You act like I don't do nothing, man.
Well, stop spending so much time listening to other people's music and listen to this.
Dude, this was a long time ago.
Oh.
Did you know that back in 1987, June, January, my fault, that the song was... The tracking actually took place right before a Jacksonville Jaguar game.
Okay, back in 1987, there were no Jacksonville Jaguars.
See, this is, look what you do to me. I'm just saying.
I'm trying to save you from yourself right now.
Well, I seen Jaguars, so I just went with it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I don't know.
So, but anyway, as I was trying to say before I was so rudely interrupted... She did multiple singles, but there's like two groups of singles where the like official singles, the remixes were like really good because they're remixes of how she did the song. Mm. And then she did this promo single where she let other people remix it, and they turned it into this silly dance music, and so you get like four or five singles of it, like dance club music, and it is not meant to, it was never designed to be a dance song.
Do you think she was okay with that?
I don't know if she had a choice. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how that works in Hollywood. If, you know, if it's your song, but it's not, I mean, who, yeah. Hmm. I don't know.
Do you think Prince was okay with that?
I would hope not, but.
I don't think he would be, but you never know.
Because those were horrible. You don't, how do you Terrible. Take this dark beat driven song and turn it into, you know, some club hip hop dance thing where it just, they were horrible.
So. Like about as bad as turning a T.C. Ellis song into having Tony sing it. I'm just saying, it's just terrible. Only because you said Tony. See, there we go. Go bring him back.
Now we got him. All right. So I like the song.
You know who's Lil Johanna? She was like little.
Who's that? Lil Johanna?
Johanna. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, she's a, what do they call that?
That's what I'm asking you.
Like techno house music.
But is that EDM?
I mean, that's just electronic dance music.
Oh, is that what it is?
But it was like a love song, but they like turned it.
Yeah. Oh, they remixed it into a.
There used to be over on Charles Street. I don't want to give no.
There's a lot of places.
Okay, over on Charles Street, before they decided, let's make the road stupid, and it went a different way. You remember that? Mm-hmm. There were some little shops that mm-hmm. sat over there. You know, the pizza place was actually down. Yep, and, okay, there was a recording studio type thing that was in there. And I went in there one day back in 90.
You're just making up a year now, so that's okay.
I don't know. I don't remember the year. Anyways, I went in there.
Back in the 90s.
Yeah. Went in, and there's this African-American guy in there, because you could hear the music outside. So I went in there, I was like, because it was kind of, you know, sounded kind of good. So I went in there. He's in there doing all this, you know, fancy stuff, you know, mixing, whatever. I don't know. So I asked him what that song was, so he told me. And he's like, I'm making a mix of it. If you want a copy, I'll give it to you. It's cool.
So he gave it to you?
Yeah, free. Dude, it was rocking, man.
Huh.
It was better than the original. And I was like,
cause did you know the original?
No, but they were playing it in the shop while he had his things on and he was mixing it. And doing all this.
So you heard the original?
Yeah, and I liked it, but
his mix was better.
Oh, man, he just... Yeah, it was great.
Hmm. Okay.
And it took it from like this, I don't know, like love thing into like more of a hip hop, like dance, techno, and it worked for that. This here.
I'm not saying it can't work for songs.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that this here, no.
This one, it didn't work.
Not at all.
So.
That was my point.
Okay.
That it did work.
It did work, but not with this.
No.
Yeah. Okay. So we good with this one? Anything else you'd like to say on this? Because you don't seem too thrilled with it.
You know, she's just one last thing.
Okay.
This is her favorite song.
Yeah, I know. I read that somewhere.
Yeah. That's all I got.
That's all you got?
Yeah, that's all I got.
So we good?
So I check my notes.
Check your notes. Make sure we're all good.
Yeah. I'm all right. Good. Peace.
Peace.
Phone's on vibrate.
My phone is not even down here, so I will not be vibrating at all. So you can take your phone band. Don't let the phone beat you.
I just have a switch on mine.
A Switch?
Yeah. Like a Nintendo. He's got Nintendo on his phone.
Yeah. I like the Switch. I think that's
a lot of system. People like the Switch. It's really kind of... Nintendo's always had this like really weird cult following type thing. Mm-hmm. Once the Sony's and the Microsoft's, the Xbox and PlayStation kind of took off, mm-hmm. Nintendo goes in, like they had the Wii, and they go off into some cool directions.
I didn't care for the Wii.
No?
Just, I mean, like the bowling and stuff. First game I bought was Madden.
Of course.
I'm not trying to get the hell up.
So were you like trying to throw? Is that what you had to do?
It's annoying, man.
I don't want to veg out. I don't want to get exercise.
Dude,
I play games, so I don't have to exercise.
No, I want to just sit the hell down with the controller in my hand and just play. Not have to...
And that's why, because TV. Go. Do you know how many TVs got broke from them remotes?
A lot,
man. Because
people didn't read the instructions.
Yeah.
Put the wrist strap on,
yes.
You dingus.